With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. India and Pakistan reaching a ceasefire deal following U.S. mediation after they fired volleys of missiles across their borders earlier in the day. United States and others calling on Pakistan and India to de-escalate. Leaders from four major European nations have threatened to ratchet up pressure on Russian leader Vladimir Putin if he does not accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. The leaders of France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Poland say their proposal for a ceasefire to start Monday is supported by President Trump. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's very confident Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, but he expects lawmakers to try to add provisions important to them to Mr. Trump's bill.
I'm actually a little more worried about that there could be some things in the bill that individual senators want that when we discover what they are, everybody says, oh, there's more log rolling, and there's going to be some of that. But I think at the end of the day, they'll get there.
Talent adds it is time to get the job done.
He said, we're not going to allow any grandstanding. And so if you haven't staked out a claim in advance and what you want is not broadly consistent with the goals of the bill or the other imperatives in the bill, you're not going to get it. I think you're going to have to vote for it anyway.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and America's top trade negotiator Jamison Greer have begun talks with high-ranking Chinese officials in Switzerland. They are hoping to de-escalate a dispute that threatens to cut off trade between the world's two biggest economies. Earthquake earlier today in Tennessee felt in parts of Georgia and North Carolina. Officials say that preliminary magnitude 4.1. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key vote on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts was the only justice whose vote seemed to be in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments in a major church-state case. It involves St. Isidore Seville Catholic Virtual School and the state charter school board that approved it. This is SRN News. Ukraine arresting two people on suspicion of spying for Hungary.
The Security Service of Ukraine says the two suspects, both former members of the Ukrainian military, have been detained and faced charges of treason, which is punishable by life imprisonment. It's the first time in Ukraine's history that a Hungarian espionage operation had been discovered, the statement adds. The activities of the suspected spies were focused on the Zakarpattia region of western Ukraine, which borders Hungary and is home to a sizable Hungarian ethnic minority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United States now up to 1,000 confirmed cases of measles. Texas posting one of its lowest counts of newly confirmed cases since its large outbreak began some 3 months ago. Texas still accounts for the vast majority, though, of cases throughout America, 709 confirmed as of yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.